Anna Travis was sitting in a patrol car, speeding to the murder site. With Anna were Mike Lewis and another seasoned detective, D.C. Baroli. As they drew up to the Clapham Common parking area, what surprised Anna was the lack of a sense of urgency. Lewis and Baroli went straight to the catering van to get some coffee and bacon sandwiches. Unsure of the procedure, Anna hovered nearby. "You had your breakfast then?" said Lewis. "Yes, before I got the call out." Actually, too nervous to eat, she'd had just a cup of black coffee. When Lewis and Baroli had finished, the three made their way to the murder site. A group of forensic officers were kneeling, all moving deliberately around the area. No one spoke. Then the smell hit her, like dead flowers left in water to rot. Soon, it was overpowering.
"You took your time,"
barked DCI Langton. She saw a tall, rangy man in a forensic-issue white paper suit. His gaze fell on Anna.
"You the new DS?"
"Yes, sir."
"I knew your father. Good man."
Detective Chief Superintendent Jack Travis had retired 2 years ago, only to die from cancer 6 months later. Anna still missed him terribly. More than anything, she wanted to be as successful as he had been. Langton delved into a cardboard box and handed Anna her suit packet.
"Gown up, then keep to the duckboards."
Anna hauled her paper suit up over her skirt and jacket and closed the Velcro.